Good morning. We're continuing with Kayyadim. We're starting Klal Samach Vav. So, Klal Samach Vav is Allah's of the Chiyuv of Chinuch of a parent to a child. In Siman Beis, he's going to point out that the Chiyuv is clearly on the father and possibly also on the mother. Now, we have to define what Chinuch means. We use the word Chinuch talking about education. Chinuch is a little bit more specific than just education. A parent has three levels of responsibility vis-a-vis the child. He cannot directly feed or give the child to do an aveira. If he sees a child, and that applies at any age, even a child who does not understand, the parent cannot feed non-kosher food to a baby. If the parent sees a child doing an aveira, he has a chiyuv to stop him. That applies from the age where a child is some level above on what he's doing. So if a child doing mechallel Shabbos and he's 1 year old and he has no idea what Shabbos is and what the switch turns on a light, the father has no chiyuv to stop the child. A child is 3 years old, who understands that you're not supposed to light, that what he's doing is turning on the light, should be told to stop turning on the light. You have to stop the child. That's not the mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah chinuch is to train the child to do the right thing. So not just refrain from doing something wrong, but doing the right thing. So the mitzvah chinuch, Chazal put in place each mitzvah when a child reaches the age where the child will be able to do the mitzvah properly. So the mitzvah chinuch is not to train the child to do something, but to train the child to do the mitzvah. So there will be no mitzvah chinuch to give a child on sukkahs a celery stick and a lemon. That's not chinuch, because you're training him to take a celery stick and a lemon, not a lulav and an esrog. Which details of the mitzvah are considered intrinsic to the point that without it, it's not called chinuch? Does the child have to own it? You know, there's a din lechem on the first day of sukkahs. Does the child have to own it? It's not just to give him the item. That's going to be machlokes in halacha. We'll see more about that. But the mitzvah is the mechal of the child to do the proper thing. So the mitzvah that we're referring to over here is the mitzvah of training a child to do the mitzvah properly. Besides the mitzvah chinuch, there's a mitzvah to teach a child. The matam osam es b'neichem is a mitzvah to teach one's child Torah. That includes the halachic part of Torah, the hashkama part of Torah, the words of Torah, etc. So that's independent of the mitzvah chinuch. As a matter of fact, that's a mitzvah deraisa. And chinuch is not explicit in the Torah anywhere that there's a chiyuv of a father to mechanech a child. The other mitzvah deraisa which the Torah gives vis-a-vis children to do to a child is to teach the child the night of the Seder, tell the child the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah. That's a mitzvah deraisa. So we have mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah, mitzvah deraisa of Haggadah on the night of the Seder, but the mitzvah chinuch is not explicit in the Torah. The Chayim does not bring this pasuk, but the Meshech Chochma suggests that maybe we can learn it from the Rishon statement to Avraham Avinu, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says about Avraham Avinu, the man she yitzav es banav es beis acharav v'yishmor derech Hashem, that in order that he should teach his children to do the right, to follow the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here the Torah says that Rishon relationship with Avraham is predicated on the fact that he's going to be teaching his children as well. So it would indicate that is the Ratzon Torah that one must teach one's child. The Chayyadim is going to point out that the Chiyuv of Chinuch only applies until the child reaches the age of her mitzvah. After the child reaches the age of her mitzvah, it's the child's own responsibility, it's not the responsibility of the parent. That does not mean that there's not a concept of Techocha. If I see somebody doing something wrong, I need to correct them. That applies to any member of Klal Yisrael. I have a mitzvah techocha of pointing out to them what they're doing wrong and trying to correct them. I have besides the mitzvah techocha, there's a concept of arbus. I have responsibility for other members of Klal Yisrael, which could be techocha is a telada of the concept of arbus. But the Torah says, "V'chech techichos amisecha," I must train them. I must teach them and prove to them what they're doing wrong, and therefore they should correct themselves. That'll apply to one's child. Besides the mitzvah of Teichacha, there is another mitzvah called Mechoa. If I see something which is done which is wrong, it should not be perceived that I'm agreeable to it, because people will then take that as a support for what they're doing wrong. Chabad Chaim talks about this based on Rabbeinu Yonah. If I'm sitting with people speaking Lashon Hara and I do not say anything, even though I know that they're not going to change because of what I say, they're entrenched in Lashon Hara, they're not going to change. But they should not think that I'm agreeable to the fact that they're saying Lashon Hara. If I sit there quietly, I say, oh, so Rabbi Rangel agrees that we should say, it's okay to say Lashon Hara. So there is going to be an element of Chil Hashem involved in that. I am, as it were, condoning an Aveira. And besides that, there's a nitzah in the Torah below Sechanifu. Sechanifu, the Rabbi Yonah understands, means to condone Aveiras for some type of benefit. It could be because I want to get money out of the person. The person is my boss. If I say something, he'll fire me. So I keep quiet when he does an Aveira. I am condoning an Aveira in that situation. It could be because of COVID. I don't want people to think that I'm like out of touch or whatever the reason might be. So there's a mitzvah of mechua, of protesting, even if it's not going to be considered techocha. Techocha has to be that it's going to be effective. Mechua usually is not effective, but it indicates at least that I am not agreeable to what is happening. Sometimes that might undermine techocha, and a person has to know how to balance that properly, and a person has to ask shalas when necessary. So these concepts continue beyond the age of bar mitzvah, but the mitzvah of chinuch that the chayyim is going to be focusing on, that there's a chiyuv on the parent to train the child, only applies from the age where the child is able to do the mitzvah properly, and each mitzvah will have a different age for that, until the child's bar mitzvah. And afterwards, this mitzvah of chinuch that we're referring to ends. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not end at that point in time. The Mitzvah of B'nai Sam is not limited to a Katan. The Mitzvah of Haganah to one's child does not end at the Bar Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah of a parent to tell the story of the Sipri Yisid Mitzrayim to one's child. But the Mitzvah of Chinuch ends at the age of Bar Mitzvah. So the Haganah in the first Simon will bring a source for this Mitzvah, and he will also point out that it ends by the Bar Mitzvah, and most of the Simon will deal with the calculation of bar mitzvahs, when exactly that takes place. So, as Hashem, we will start, in the next year, we will start the first siman. Have a good day.